Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GR Infraprojects Limited, Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call hosted by HDFC Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. From the management team, we are pleased to have with us Mr. Ajendra Kumar Agarwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Anand Rathi, Group CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Parikshit from HDFC Securities. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Steve, can you also speak about the disclaimers?
Okay, sir. So actually, you can go with the disclaimer if possible.
Yeah, please. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this call may contain some forward-looking statements, so I think that should be read and the risks associated with that. So without any further delay, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Ajinder Kumar Agarwalji, the Managing Director of the company. So we'll give you a brief overview about the industry trends and followed by a detailed financial presentation by Mr. Anand Rathi, the Group CFO. So over to you, Ajinder, my subject.
Thank you, Prashantji. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the fourth quarter earning call of GR Infraprojects Limited for financial year 24. We are accompanied by Mr. Anand Rathi, the CFO of the company. I will now take you through the key highlights of the quarter and recent development in the infrastructure sector, followed by question and answer session. On financial highlights of the company, during Q4 financial year 24, the company has recorded revenue from operation of rupees 2,255 crore as against rupees 1,995 crore during the same period of the previous financial year. The EBITDA margin for the current quarter stood at 17.69% as against 14.53% during quarter ended March 31st, 2023. During the quarter, company has transferred 7 operational HAM assets to Bharat Highways in exchange of units in the InvIT, which resulted into 43.56% stake in the InvIT. The result gain on the transaction has been shown as exceptional item in financial statements. During the quarter, the company has received COD for 2 highway EPC projects and subsequent to year, and the company has received another pre-COD for a HAM project further. We have also received the COD for our median power transmission project in the month of April 2024, within scheduled time period, and we have bagged our second transmission project, which is adjoining to our existing project. One of our HAM project, Belgavi bypass in the state of Karnataka, having EPC value worth rupees 797 crore, has been terminated due to non-fulfillment of condition precedent by authority. Further, NHAI has not been able to provide requisite interest-free ROW for construction work in one of our HAM projects in the state of Punjab, and hence we have communicated our intention to terminate the project. The response of authority is still awaited. As on the date, the company has decent mix of 28 BOT projects, of which 5 are operational, 14 under construction, and 9 projects are awaiting appointed dates. Coming to the order book, as on 31st March 2024, value of order book stood at rupees 16,781 crore, out of which rupees 9,735 crores are executable order book. Further to update, in the month of May 2024, 2024, the company has also emerged as the lowest bidder for the two EPC road projects in the state of Maharashtra worth ₹4,346 crore to be awarded by Maharashtra State Road Development Corporation. As on date, the company has submitted 12 highway and railway projects bids amounting ₹10,228 crore, which are expected to be opened soon. Pleased to inform you that the GR Logistic Park, Indore Private Limited, a subsidiary of the company, and a PSA AMEA, a subsidiary of PSA India, have formalized an agreement to establish an inland container depot at the multimodal logistic park in Indore. PSA India, a leading company in cargo handling, would look after the operational and maintenance of ICD. Now moving on the sector highlights. Elections are round the corner, and during election year, the rollout of infrastructure projects is generally affected due to political considerations and administrative challenges, which was the case for last year. Election results will be out very soon. Regardless of election dynamics, the growth momentum to be continued for the next 2 to 3 years because of sound economic fundamentals, and same has also been endorsed by the leading global rating agency. S&P will upgrade the country rating agency also. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highway in India is planning to construct 50,000 kilometers of new access control expressway by 2037. These expressway will enhance connectivity, improve transportation efficiency, and contribute to India's overall development. Government has done record high allocation of ₹11 trillion for infrastructure space during the current financial year. This strategic move aims to sustain India's position as one of the world's fastest growing major economic and present abundant opportunity in the sector. We are also constantly working towards diversifying our portfolio, thus reducing vulnerability to functioning in any single market or sector, enhance long-term stability for the company. Recently, we have entered into power transmission, hydro tunneling, multimodal logistic park, and ropeway projects. We continue to tap on different opportunities emanating from the aggressive infra growth plan of the government. The company is targeting order pipeline worth ₹2,50,000 crore in various sectors like highway, road tunnels, metro, power and transmission, railway and ropeway, etc. We are sure to adding distant share to our order book in financial year 24-25 to take the company back to double-digit growth in financial year 26. That's all from my side today. Over to you, Anandji, for update financial position of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, all. Let me take you through financial highlights of the company for the financial year ending 2024. So, our standalone revenue from operation decreased by almost 359 crore, is a decrease of 4.4%, from 8,147 crore in fiscal 2023 to 7,788 crore in fiscal 2024. This decrease was primarily on account of delay in getting the appointed dates for various projects. Consequently, our consolidated revenue from operation has also decreased by 501 crore from 9,481 crore to 8,980 crores in fiscal 2024. Standalone EBITDA margin has decreased to 14.58% in the year ended March 2024 from 16.12% in the year ended March 2023. This decrease again is mainly due to degrowth in our revenue. EBITDA margin at group level also decreased to 23.63% in the fiscal 2024 from 26.93% in the year of fiscal 2023. During the quarter, company has transferred 7 operational MSF to Bharat Highways InvIT in exchange of the units in the InvIT. The resultant gain of 1,372 crores on this transaction has been shown as exceptional item in the financial statements. Debt at console level has also reduced by 3,533 crores due to this transaction. Our PAT margin at standalone level after excluding this net of tax exceptional gain of 1,372 crores decreased by 11.29% to 755 crores in the fiscal 2024 as compared to 851 crore in this fiscal 2023. Similarly, our PAT margin at consolidated level has decreased by 27.69% to 1,052 crores in fiscal 2024 as compared to 1,454 crores in fiscal ended March 2023. Our standalone net worth stood at 7,196 crore at the end of fiscal 2024, which was 5,215 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. Net worth at consolidated level is rupees 7,602 crores at the end of fiscal 2024. Our total standalone borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 24 is around 739 crores with a debt to equity of 0.10 times. Total consolidated borrowing outstanding at the end of fiscal 2024 is 3,803 crores with debt to equity of 0.51 times. During the year, company has made addition to the fixed asset of amount rupees 108 crore. And at the end of financial year, the amount under this head was rupees 1,371 crores. Investment in our subsidiary companies in form of loans and equities, rupees 1,669 crore at the end of fiscal 2024. Balance promoter contribution or equity contribution required to be made for our operational or yet to start HAM project is rupees 2,137 crore, of which we are expecting contribution of around 800 to 850 crore in the current financial year. Our working capital in days at the end of current fiscal is 112 days as compared to 104 days at the end of fiscal 2023. This increase is primarily on account of increase in SPV debtors. Trade receivable at the standalone basis are 1,723 crores at the end of fiscal 24, and trade receivable at the consolidated level are 308 crores at the end of fiscal 2024. Our unbilled revenue at standalone basis is around 763 crores at the end of current year as compared to 484 crores at the end of fiscal 23. And our unbilled revenue at the consolidated level is rupees 149 crore at the end of fiscal 24 as compared to 134 crore at the end of fiscal 23. Our inventories are 768 crore at the end of fiscal 24 as compared to 884 crore at the end of fiscal 2023. That's all. I sincerely thanks all the partners, stakeholders for their support to our company. I may request moderator to please open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
HAM debtors on standalone is how much?
HAM, 1,532 crores.
Okay, sir, now two things, both on inflow and the execution going forward. So first, just to get a clarity, how much value of order inflow excluding GST we have received in FY24 and how much more are we looking to bag in FY25 given definitely the whatever we were initially thinking, 20,000 odd crore in FY24, definitely not achieved. So how much we are looking at in FY25?
FY25 में तो कम से कम हम लोग 15 से 20000 रुपए करोड़ का टारगेट करेंगे, क्योंकि इस बार देखिए जो पिछले साल में जो इलेक्शन ईयर था और उसकी वजह से गवर्नमेंट की जो बिडिंग पाइपलाइन में भी आई, लेकिन वो अल्टीमेटली उनके टेंडर्स नहीं हो सके। लेकिन अभी जिस तरह से नई गवर्नमेंट जो भी आएगी और जो एजेंडा है, जिस तरह से पाइपलाइन में प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं, आने वाले टाइम में हमको लगता है अच्छे प्रोजेक्ट्स आएंगे, क्योंकि मोमेंटम तो बना हुआ है ये, और इसकी वजह से 25 में कम से कम हम लोग 15 से 20000 करोड़ का टारगेट कर रहे हैं।
सर, ये 15 से 20000 में से हैम कितने होंगे और टोल भी हम लोग देख रहे हैं क्या, कोई प्रोजेक्ट टोल भी? सो ये 15 से 20000 वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड कि ये पूरा ईपीसी एक्सक्लूडिंग जीएसटी वैल्यू रहेगा कि वो वैल्यू और कम होगा?
नहीं, ये जो वैल्यू जो हम लोग का 15 से 20000 की बात कर रहे हैं, वो जीएसटी के अलावा ही बात है। रेवेन्यू में जीएसटी का तो पार्टिसिपेशन होता नहीं है, एक चीज। दूसरा क्या है कि टोल निश्चित तौर पे हम लोग बिट करेंगे, टोल के प्रोजेक्ट हम देख रहे हैं, और ईपीसी इसमें मतलब जो कुछ पोर्शन ईपीसी का भी रहेगा निश्चित तौर पे, पर ईपीसी में जो बड़ी साइज के प्रोजेक्ट्स है उन्हीं को हम टारगेट कर रहे हैं। जो लेस देन 1000 करोड़ रुपीज है उसमें कंपटीशन काफी ज्यादा है, वहां पर हम थोड़ा कम फोकस हो रहे हैं। और हैम के अंदर मेजर पोर्शन निश्चित तौर पे हैम का रहेगा। अपन अगर इसको इसका अलग कैटेगराइज करें तो 50% हेम रहेगा, 25% ईपीसी रहेगा, 20% बीओटी रहेगा।
ओके, समझ गया। एंड सर, FY24 में ऑर्डर इनफ्लो एक्सक्लूडिंग जीएसटी कितना था अपना?
2000 करोड़ रुपीज।
सो अभी सर दो एंगल है, एक तो अपना अपॉइंटेड डेट जो 9 प्रोजेक्ट्स का है, मोटा मोटी आई थिंक कुड बी 7500 करोड़, करेक्ट मी इफ आई एम रॉन्ग। सो ये इनका अपॉइंटेड डेट कब आएगा और उसमें से कितना एग्जीक्यूशन FY25 में आ सकता है? दूसरा, अगर हमको नए जो प्रोजेक्ट्स है लेट्स से अगले 2-3 महीने में अगर मिलते हैं तो उसमें से कितना, एंड जो एग्जिस्टिंग ऑर्डर बुक है वहां से कितना? सो ब्रॉडली टोटल रेवेन्यू हम लोग कितना देख रहे हैं FY25 में, एंड उसमें ब्रेकअप अगर आप कर सकते हैं कि जो 9 प्रोजेक्ट है अपॉइंटेड डेट बाकी है उसमें से कितना, एंड नए प्रोजेक्ट जो मिलेंगे उसमें से कितना रेवेन्यू ला सकते हैं?
ये जो रिमेनिंग प्रोजेक्ट्स है इनमें हम इस क्वार्टर के अंदर देखते हैं कि इनकी अपॉइंटेड डेट आ जानी चाहिए।
जून एंड में तीन की आ जाएगी, तीन और चार की जून एंड पे कर दी है।
हेलो, यस सर गो एंड, सो
तीन की जून एंड तक हम लोग टारगेट कर रहे हैं, और उसके बाद में बिकॉज ऑफ ऑनसेट ऑफ मॉनसून फिर हम अगर अगस्त में अगर देता है तो कोई फायदा नहीं है, हेंस वी विल बी प्लानिंग की सितंबर अक्टूबर ऑनवर्ड्स मिले फिर हमारे को, तो मे बी बैलेंस 6 वी आर टारगेटिंग इन थर्ड क्वार्टर अक्टूबर टू दिसंबर, राइट। एंड अभी जो आप ये बोल रहे हो कि जो बैलेंस है तीन, अब ये जो तीन जून में वी आर टारगेटिंग उसका करीब करीब 15-20% रेवेन्यू वी कैन टारगेट फॉर द करंट ईयर, एंड जो थर्ड क्वार्टर मिलेगा उसका 10% प्रॉब्ली एट मैक्स वी कैन टारगेट इन द करंट ईयर।
हेलो,
हाँ सर, हाँ, यस सर। सो टोटल फॉर FY25 में हम लोग कितना रेवेन्यू देख रहे हैं, क्योंकि लास्ट टाइम आई थिंक वी वर लुकिंग एट काइंड ऑफ अ फ्लैटिश काइंड ऑफ अ ग्रोथ फॉर FY25, एंड 26 के लिए फिर हम लोग सोचे थे 15-25% का, तो अभी कंसिडरिंग नाउ वी आर कॉन्फिडेंट कि हमको ऑर्डर्स मिलेंगे 15-20 हजार करोड़ के, तो अभी टोटल रेवेन्यू पे हम लोग कैसे देख सकते हैं?
इस साल के लिए जो तो अपने जो है ना फ्लैटिसी रहेगा, क्योंकि जो प्रोजेक्ट नए आएंगे उसमें हेम में तो नेक्स्ट ईयर से ही उसकी अपॉइंटेड डेट होगी और ईपीसी में कुछ मतलब क्योंकि ईपीसी में भी क्या हो रहा है डिजाइन के लिए और थोड़ा डेवलपमेंट के लिए टाइम चाहिए तो बहुत ज्यादा रेवेन्यू इस साल भी नहीं बढ़ सकता। इस साल के लिए हम फ्लैटीसी सोचते हैं
और फिर 26 के लिए सर FY26 के लिए
FY26 के लिए 15-20% की ग्रोथ हम लोग टारगेट कर रहे हैं और जो कि अचीवेबल लगता है 20% तक की ग्रोथ हम FY26 के लिए टारगेट कर रहे हैं।
और मार्जिन के लिए सर एबिटा मार्जिन कैसे देख रहे हैं ये साल और अगले साल के लिए?
क्योंकि मार्जिन का जो एबिटा मार्जिन का जो हमारे साथ में जो चैलेंज है वो यही है कि हम उसका पूरी तरह से रिसोर्सेज का यूटिलाइजेशन नहीं कर पा रहे हैं। तो इस साल सेम यही रहेगा और अगले साल निश्चित तौर से बढ़ेगा।
ओके तो ये तेरह परसेंट
जी जी
13.5।
ओके ओके थैंक यू सर ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू।
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, I just wanted to understand what is the equity investment as on date in the operational assets?
Equity investment in operational asset?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me figure it out. Just hold on. Yeah. Operational asset. Only operational asset, which are under. So we, you are saying which are under construction, it has to be excluded, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's around 450 crores.
450 odd crores. Are we planning to offload all these?
450 or 500 crores, right? 500 crores, something.
500. Okay. So, are we looking to offload these projects to the InvIT in this year? Do we have any timelines? And also, just to follow up on that, the ballpark transaction that happened for the InvIT was somewhere around 1.9x of equity invested. So, should we assume a similar number for the next tranche as well?
See, as on date, we are having 5 operational projects with us, right? In which one is basically transmission project,
right?
Which probably will be transferring basis because we have got one more transmission project which is adjoining to that existing project. We'll be clubbing these two projects and then we'll be transferring. So that is, we don't believe that we'll be transferring during the current year. That is one aspect, right? And then there are two more operational projects. One is state HAM projects, which we have never intended to transfer to InvIT because it's a different dynamics, right? It's a state, it's not NHAI project. And then one is BOT projects, BOT NUT, right? And the concession period remains for that particular project around 4 years. So that is also out of question for transfer. Now it is only two projects, which probably, I mean, which is probably we can transfer, right? One project we can immediately transfer, that is Aligarh-Kanpur, maybe in another 1 or 2 months. We are just waiting for NOC of NHAI. And then there is a project recently we got the COD in the month of April, which probably can get transferred to InvIT in next April because it's 1 year of operation has to be completed, right, for any project to be transferred to InvIT. So, yeah, in current year, we are expecting that Aligarh-Kanpur is our project which can be transferred to InvIT. And so far, value is concerned, certainly it would be 1.9, 2.5 or 1.5 because that's I would say, where we'll go for fair value and all that. And I think safely we can assume that it should be more than 1.25 or 1.3. And right now, I can't comment on this, right? Unless until, I mean, we have set process of, you know, price discovery for that, those projects. So we have to go through that process.
Sure. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinit Prasad from Investec. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
I have a couple of questions. The first one being, sir, in the MSRDC project, if you look at the bidding details of all the packages, number one, there were only limited number of players who participated in those bids. So would it be fair to assume that competitive intensity was relatively lower and margins in this project would be much better?
देखिए क्या है कि ये स्टेट के प्रोजेक्ट है और अपन ये मान के चलते हैं सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट के कंपेयर में स्टेट गवर्नमेंट के जो प्रोसीजर है और वहाँ जो कंपटीशन है थोड़ा सा कम ही रहता है तो मार्जिन जहाँ तक सवाल है वो थोड़ी रिस्क भी होती है साथ में तो एट पार ही समझना चाहिए मतलब जहाँ तक पेमेंट टाइमिंग क्या या और दूसरे जो इश्यूज होते हैं उसकी वजह से हम ये मान के चलते हैं मतलब थोड़ी मार्जिन बेटर रहते हैं बट उसके साथ में सेंट्रल के कंपेयर में जब रिस्क होती है तो ओवरऑल जो रिजल्ट रहता है वो एट पार ही रहता है.
Understood. And sir, if we analyze the bidding details, there are almost 40 packages which were awarded. Why did GR only bid for 7 out of those? Were there any restriction in terms of amounts or number of packages we could bid?
ये क्या है कि जिस आप मतलब एक तो उन्होंने maximum project fix कर रखे थे कि आप टोटल जो विन कर सकते हो तीन प्रोजेक्ट ही कर सकते हो इससे ज्यादा कर नहीं सकते एक चीज तो ये और इन प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर मतलब जो इतने प्रोजेक्ट को एनालाइज करना कुछ प्रोजेक्ट के अंदर अपन क्वालिफाई भी नहीं थे मतलब ये बहुत सारे इश्यूज थे और कुछ प्रोजेक्ट में हमारे हिसाब से लैंड एक्विजिशन के या वर्किंग एनवायरमेंट के इश्यूज थे इसकी वजह से हमने इन प्रोजेक्ट को टारगेट किया था और उसी को बिड किया था तो उसमें से तीन की बजाय हम मैक्सिमम जैसे हमको तीन प्रोजेक्ट मिल सकते थे लेकिन हम दो में एलवन रहे.
एंड सर कैन यू प्लीज इलैबोरेट अ बिट मोर ऑन व्हिच टाइप ऑफ पैकेजेस वेयर यू वर नॉट क्वालिफाइड फॉर वेयर वर द इश्यूज.
क्या मैं समझा नहीं क्या कह रहे पूछना चाह रहे सर.
सर आपने अभी बताया कि कुछ पैकेजेस में क्वालिफाइड नहीं थे
जैसे इसमें क्या है कुछ टनल की क्वालिफिकेशन थी अपने पास में टनल की लिमिटेड क्वालिफिकेशन है अपन कभी एक किलोमीटर की टनल का कंप्लीशन है या कुछ और इस तरह के मतलब जो क्वालिफिकेशन क्राइटेरिया रहते हैं तो उस तरह के चैलेंजेस थे.
अंडरस्टूड. ओके एंड सर द लास्ट क्वेश्चन इज सर डू वी सी एनी अदर स्टेट गवर्नमेंट्स कमिंग अप विद सच लार्ज मैग्नीट्यूड of expressway orders or this was only one of wherein Maharashtra had come out with such so many number of packages and such large orders.
Nahi abhi dusre states ke bhi aa rahe hain hum log unke upar focus ho rahe hain
agar so, government of India has also you know incentivized state basically they have also expand their budget allocation to the state who so you know coming up with infrastructure development and all that so who लास्ट तीन साल में अगर आप देखोगे ना तो ईयर ऑन ईयर दे आर इंक्रीजिंग देयर एलोकेशन तो स्टेट और भी स्टेट अभी आएंगे अभी ये स्टेट है इसके अलावा भी स्टेट मतलब सो विल बी फोकसिंग ऑन अदर स्टेट एज वेल.
ओके ओके एंड आर देयर एनी अदर स्टेट्स हू कम आउट विद टेंडर्स और वेयर सच प्रोजेक्ट्स आर इन पाइपलाइन और सच प्रोजेक्ट्स आर अंडर इवेल्युएशन.
अभी तो पाइपलाइन में है सर एस्टिमेशन पे है अभी मतलब वर्किंग चल रही है कंसल्टेंट के साथ में उनकी वर्किंग चल रही है अभी प्रोजेक्ट मतलब बिट्स आई नहीं है लेकिन आएंगे.
ओके 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 अंडरस्टूड. थैंक यू सर.
थैंक यू. द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ दीपक कृष्णन फ्रॉम कोटक इंस्टीट्यूशनल इक्विटीज प्लीज गो अहेड.
Sir, I just wanted to understand on the BOT pipeline that you indicated 25% of your orders will be BOT. Would you be bidding it on your own or are you looking to bid with any partner? What is your view on, you know, BOT ordering as such?
So your voice was not properly audible. What I could understood is that you are asking for if we can bid in JV, will be bidding in JV or something for which kind of project lies?
Yes.
Nay, what for road projects or for?
You're talking project specific.
I'm talking about internal BOT road projects. Would you be bidding it on your own or would it be through a JV?
No, so yes, BOT may we can bid on our own. So let's say if we are targeting. Or probably if we find some JV, right, partner, probably we can go for higher number in BOT. But otherwise also we can bid on our own. I mean, whatever number which has been mentioned by our MD, sir, that is almost 5,000 crore can be bid by on our own. There is no need of JV.
And, sir, with the InvIT structure coming through, are you looking at a TOT asset monetization project as well?
TOT right now, so far we have not evaluated because of pure play investment. So right now it is not in our mind.
And in terms of the order back inflow guidance of 15 to 20,000 crore, what percentage would be non-road this year?
Non-road, we can say, non-road we include metro, right, tunnel, then power transmission. We are targeting at least 5,000 crore.
Sure. Any particular segment or any areas that you're specifically focusing on?
These all areas which I just recently
mentioned. Sure. Okay. Because it's roughly flat on a YOY basis, right? You would have won a similar sort of order number this year as well, right?
Sorry?
This year also you won a similar range, right? 5,000 crores. So on a year on basis.
5,000 crore was on road. Now you are talking about non-road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So last year we won around 5,000 crore. Kitna tha last year? It was for road only. Road and I think, yeah.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So from the current order backlog, what is the executable order book, sir?
Now 9,700 something orders.
Sorry, sir?
9,700, 10,000
crore orders. And sir, in the opening remarks, sir said that there is a outstanding bid pipeline of 10,228 crore project, right, sir?
No. So 10,228 is basically project which we have bidded. I mean, that is yet to open.
Bidded and yet to open this. So what is the breakup between the segment?
75% is road and balance is rail and metro.
Balance is rail and metro. Okay. And this is open in next June end, probably?
Maybe another 1 month, yeah. Okay.
And sir, in terms of the inflow mix, so we have given a guidance of 15,000, 20,000 crore. So of which we are saying 5,000 non-roads. So assuming if you get 10 to 15,000 of roads, so almost 5,000, almost 4,000 plus we have already received this year in MSRDC project. So another 6 to 10,000 crore of road projects we are targeting. So this will include a mix of 50% HAM and 25% EPC and balance BOT toll. Is my understanding correct, sir?
So say depending on actually so far. So generally it is our ideal, I would say, combination, right? But let's say if we are getting all the project under the EPC mode, then also we are okay. And right. So far we have already having that L1 status for EPC of 4,500 crore, right? So let's say balance of 10,000 crore, if we are getting under HAM mode, then also we are okay. At least 4,000 crore under BOT and 5,000 crore under HAM, then also we are okay. So it's not a big issue for us as of now.
Okay. But sir, any upcoming bid pipeline from NHAI, because the peer sites are also talking about NHAI is targeting 1.5 trillion of awarding, and you know, a few of them have identified 1 trillion pipeline. So any identified pipeline by us which we are going to bid in NHAI or MoRTH or any other state highways, which you can articulate and break it down into like BOT toll or HAM, sir?
That number right now we are not carrying in our hand. But yes, as on date, when we are saying that there are 250,000 crore of pipeline we have already identified, right? So it's a road is 150 or 160,000, right?
160,000,
right? And okay. And out of those 160,000, how much is M? Right now, I'm not having that much figure with me, right? So yes,
maximum is M.
And balance 90,000 would be what, like?
Balance 90,000 would be tunnel, metro, right? Then transmission, then ropeway, hydro, right? These all are.
If not all is in non-road, so what kind of margin do we get in the non-road segment? Because so far we have been doing road work and we have been getting lot of, we have been having a good run rate in terms of margin. Now obviously we are guiding 13.5% this year and probably an improvement in margin next year. But what would be the margin, inherent margin in the non-road sector which we keep in mind and build for?
In non-road, maybe we are always targeting, depending on competition, let's say in power and transmission, right? Because of competition, we can't have that kind of margin which we are always expecting in road, right? But as we are progressing, as we are, you know, developing our own strength in this particular sector, we'll be, you know, increasing our margin with every project, right? So probably we can start with 10%, but maybe by the end of execution of third project, we'll be earning 15% kind of margin, right? And which may not be the case for the first project, even if we have expected 10% kind of margin, but we'll not end up, you know, getting 10%. So as we are moving along, right, as we are getting our capacity done, we are strengthening our capacity or existing skill about those sectors, probably will be increasing our margin. But yes, depending on. So let's say for hydro projects, hydro tunneling project, we are always expecting 13 to 15% kind of margin. But there also, it's a new segment for us, right? Probably we may end up, you know, getting lesser than what we have anticipated. So we can end up, let's say, at 12% or 30%, depending on how we are progressing on those sectors.
And the last question, in the last call, you were talking about the water and building segment, where you are saying that you have built a team and are looking to bid for projects in the water and building. But I think you have not mentioned anything on that part. So what is the progress in on that part?
Building or water pipeline, we are building capability develop karne ki koshish kar rahe hain. इम्यूलेट कर रहे हैं जब तक प्रॉपर कैपेबिलिटी डेवलप नहीं हो जाती है और इम्यूलेशन फेज में ही है अभी तक ऐसे कोई प्रोग्रेस इसमें मेजर प्रोग्रेस इसमें मैं आपको अभी नहीं बता पा रहा
ओके सर थैंक्स अ लॉट सर एंड ऑल द बेस्ट
थैंक यू
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Sir, in the presentation, we have mentioned that in the slide for projects awaiting appointed date, there are only 7 HAMs. So I was confused. So for how many HAMs the AD is pending? In PPT, it is shown as 7 HAMs. Hello? Sir, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Hello. Yeah, just hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are total 9 projects where appointed date are awaited, right? But then out of that 9, there are 7 HAM. One is for ropeway and one is for multimodal logistic park.
Okay, so for 7 HAM, there is pending.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, secondly, in the opening remarks, sir mentioned that there is also one more HAM where the land is a challenge, ROW is a challenge. So you are looking for termination. So which is that HAM?
This is a HAM in Punjab state. So Ludhiana, Rupnagar, and where we started construction almost 1.5 years back. Somehow we are not able to get that hindrance-free land over there, and we are not able to execute those projects. So
So we have, you know, we have actually communicated our intention to terminate to the authority, because then there is no land, there is no point, and the response from authority is awaited.
What was the value of the project? I think EPC value was closer to 800 odd crores. So out of that, how much we have executed?
750 crore was the EPC value for that, and we have executed almost 15-17% of like this.
So now we don't have the land for the remainder 80% of the project.
Yes.
Okay, so roughly it can impact the order by closer to 600-650 crores if the termination goes on.
If land is made available to us, then okay. But otherwise, 600 crore can also be removed.
Okay. And, sir,
Mr. Vaibhav, could you please fall back in the question queue for further questions?
Okay, no worries.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Bhandari from Art Venture. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Pratik, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Hello, Mr. Pratik, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, wanted to understand as to, do we have any plans to reduce our current debt?
Our debt outstanding is around 718 crore as of March 2024. And which we believe is probably we are in very comfortable position. I don't think that we are having that much of debt. This much of debt is, I think.
Okay.
So,
and, sir, what revenue growth guidance you have given for the next year?
For the current year, telling you, right?
Yeah. I mean, FY25.
Yeah, it's a kind of flattish, reason being that we are not. I mean, that whatever order executable order book which we are having right now, and we are waiting for various appointed dates also. So we are targeting a flattish kind of revenue for the current year. We are not expecting any growth unless until we get some good EPC projects in next 1 or 2 months, right? Then probably we can have that growth of 5-10%. Otherwise, we expect to be flattish.
And margins?
Margin, because we are not at. It's not that because of we are not able to have. Utilize our resources optimally. So we are expecting same kind of margin which we, you know, recorded last year, almost 13% kind of.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Gaurika Nair from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. If you could just give me your EBITDA margins and your PAT margins for FY24.
Sorry, your voice, I mean, you have to be a bit louder.
Can you give me your EBITDA margins and your PAT margins for FY24?
You want an absolute number or
percentage?
My EBITDA margin for last year, I mentioned in my opening remarks as well. So it is 14.6%. And PAT margin is around it's a percentage wise, you say 755 crore, 760 crore. In terms of percentage, it is around PAT margin. So it's excluding that exceptional gain, where because we have recorded some exceptional gain, right? So exceptional gain is around 100. So PAT margin 9.7%, excluding that exceptional gain.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you, sir.
Sir, just to get a clarity, equity invested is 1,669 crore as on March, and the balance requirement is 2,137 crore. You said 850 crore to be invested in 25. So in 26-27, how much to be invested?
So balance would be, because depending on at what time we'll be getting appointed date now for 9 projects, accordingly. My estimate is 800 to 850 or 900 odd crore would be invested in the current year. And the balance 700 or 800 crore next year, or balancing figure maybe 500 in third year.
Okay. Got it. And then for this year, FY25, in terms of the capex, how much we are looking at?
See, our capex, because our building is under construction, so we are targeting around 200 to 250 odd crore for the current year. Reason being, 100 crore will be 150 crore we will be putting in our office building.
Okay, got it. So, in working capital particularly, so you mentioned that the current working capital, which has slightly increased the days, will it come back to the normal level?
See, the major contributor, you know, an increase of my current working capital is basically my
SP debtors. Right?
Yeah,
SP debtors. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
We have purposefully kept it at otherwise working capital is at least, I would say, it's 35 or 45 days only.
Okay.
Normalize that.
Got it. And the InvIT, whatever now, how much dividend that we will be getting at the standalone level, and what would be the tax rate on the same?
See, dividend, we would be getting, basis their declaration, they declared yesterday only, right? 3 rupees per unit. So we'll be getting 1900 odd, something odd crore, 19 odd crore of units we are holding, right? So we'll be getting around 60 crore of both, including dividend and interest.
Okay, and will there be a lower tax rate?
Mr. Shravan, could you
please? Yeah, so for interest, I think, for both interest as well as dividend, there is no differential tax rate. Yeah, it's the same, taxable at the same rate.
Oh, okay, got it.
Unless until we, decide to, it has to be taken a call at board level, at management level, if we decide to pass through the dividend to our investors. Right, then there would not be any tax on dividend at least. But this is a call something, this call has to be taken at board level or shareholders level, right?
Oh, got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Sir, you're audible, but your voice
yeah.
is very low.
Is it better now?
Yes, sir, go on.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question regarding the order inflow for FY24. I'm sorry I missed the number when you mentioned it. Can you please mention again the order inflow for
FY24? FY24 order book was around 2,000.
Order inflow, sir.
Order inflow, na? Order inflow you're talking, no?
Yes, sir.
It's 2,200 odd crore. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, for the Ludhiana Roopnagar project, you mentioned that 15 to 17% only execution has been done. So how did NHAI provide the appointed date 2 years back when only 15-20% land was available?
See, process of land acquisition is basically they are declaring 3D, right? And then basis declaration of this is a notification of 3D, the 3G award is, you know, declared, and then award, that amount is finalized, which is payable to the farmers. Now, Land Acquisition Act says that once 3D is notified, then land is deemed to be acquired, right? But unless until those farmers, the owner of that land, get the payment of, they get their compensation, right? They are not actually allowing any other person to enter into their land. And the problem which we faced at that point of time is that though 3D was there, but farmers were hesitating for, or they were struggling for, they were fighting for higher compensation, and which ultimately could not be materialized between those, that particular dispute could not be materialized between NHAI and farmers. So they are not releasing their land. So on the basis of 3D, we assume that the land is there, but at the time of execution, we are not allowed to do construction work over there. That's the case.
So when we got the AD, what was the percentage land that we assumed it is available?
It is more than 80%.
Okay, so we took the AD, but then this is the issue, the land was not ultimately...
That's how it is done in each and every project. It's nothing new in this particular project.
Okay, and so secondly, for the equity number you mentioned, 2137 crores, so it is for the entire portfolio, not only for HAM, right?
Yeah, it is for power transmission, ropeway, multimodal, all entire portfolio.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Nikhil, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you all wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Korika Nair from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry. I think I missed your CAPEX for FY24. Is it supposed to be that for me?
CAPEX for FY24 was around 108 crores.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vinit Basit from Investec. Please go ahead.
Just one clarification. The two ropeway projects which were cancelled last year, have they come up for rebidding? What are NHAI's plans there, government's plans there?
Abhi wapis bidding ke liye aa rahe hain, unhone expression of interest mange hain taki project ke andar jo bhi required jo deficiencies hai designing mein uske bare mein unhone suggestions mange hain. Abhi is process mein thoda time lagega, lekin project wapis bid mein aaye hue hain dono.
So, एक बार बिड हो चुके हैं, एक बार हम लोग L1 थे, second time some other party was L1, and वो भी cancel करके, they are now asking for, you know, correction for that deficiency or rectification of those deficiencies. So, most of the players are not participating in those projects, right? So, अभी वो make them attractive, changes करवा रहे हैं.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the follow-up.
Just want to clarify my understanding regarding the transfer of the 7M projects. So, sir, if the 7M project transfer hua hai NVIT ke andar, uske andar there is no exchange of cash which has taken place, right? Is that understanding correct?
Yes, 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 very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question from the participants. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you. Thank you all the investors. Thank you all the stakeholders for supporting us. And we are confident we'll be getting on again back on the track for, you know, double-digit growth going forward, because we believe that there is a big opportunities available in the country, in infrastructure sector, where we are in, you know. So thank you very much for the, your continued support. Thank you.
Thank you, Anandji, and thank you, Ajendra ji, for letting us close the call. We'll close the day now. Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of HDFC Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.